okay, now let's try it now. Now, after you left Detroit, then you went to Cleveland.
Right.
And in Cleveland is where you were painting.
Oh, the painting, yeah. I used to get a job. It lasts maybe for 2 weeks or so, and then I had to change to a different one. Depends who's got the advertised.
In other words, you finished one job, and then you went to a different contractor, and he needed
a painter.
And then you went to him and worked for as long as the job
lasted. As long as he had to work for me,
How were you paid?
Paid weekly.
Weekly?
Yeah.
So much an hour.
50 cents an hour. If you put in within 8 hours, you could receive $12 a day.
They didn't take off any taxes. They didn't.
No, at that time there wasn't anything.
Yeah.
There was nothing. $22.50 a week was our wages. Yeah. Providing you put in a full week. Sometimes when it rains, you can't do nothing. You got to stay home.
Range, you can't work, you don't get paid.
You get paid by the time you work, enough.
Only for actual time spent working.
I remember one beer that was on the Coulomb. We worked in the May Company. And we worked Sunday. And at the Johnston up here, you know, I get double pay for that day.
On Sunday?
Working on Sunday, yeah.
They must have had labor unions.
Oh, sure, I belong to the union.
Oh, you had to belong to the union.
Sure.
Oh, you did belong to the union.
Yeah, I couldn't work.
Couldn't work without being a union man, is that right?
I had to be a union man there. So that was on the Purim, and I worked in the May Company. That is for a contractor.
Yeah.
And it was on a Sunday, and I got double paid for that day. So that was $8 a day. And that's only once in a Purim.
Once in a Purim that you got double pay, huh?
Yeah.